We are live here on Talk Radio AM 640. It's 9:04. My voice. This is Ryan Bonner, and Paul Toby is with me, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, the website businessprosmarketing.com. And this is if you are running a small business, if you're thinking about starting up a small business, maybe you're in the planning stages, or maybe you work for a small business, you could be that employee who helps your company catapult it to fame and glory. If you go to your boss Monday and say, "Hey, I heard this great show, heard about this great guy and this great company, maybe we could use him." And that's what we're talking about this hour. If you have any questions about your marketing approach online, your digital strategy, we'll cover all that. And you can call Business Pros Marketing 416-444-PROS. That's 7767 at the end there. And we'll focus specifically on social media. But if people do want to listen back to previous shows with you, Paul, I know at least in our website, you can go to weekend shows and there's an archive of your past, because you cover off quite a few different things over the weeks.
Well, I actually have it on my own site.
Oh, there
too,
we go. Right?
So if you go to businessprosmarketing.com and you go to the radio section, there is previous shows. But I just want to say good morning to everyone and thanks for tuning in. I know, whether you're sitting there having coffee or you're having breakfast or you're in the car going somewhere, maybe to the airport and you're taking off, thanks for tuning in. I truly appreciate it. I know how valuable your time is. So we're going to make really good use of it today. And we're going to cover a lot of the questions that I get from businesses about social media. It's kind of the number one thing people want to know. Mm-hmm. Should I invest in it? If I have a Facebook account, a Twitter account, what am I going to do with it? Should I pay somebody to manage it? And it really depends, of course, on the kind of business that you have, whether you're local or regional or national or even international. And what kind of business? Are you business to business? Are you business to consumer? And so there's different rules for each one. There are different platforms for each one. And because we have a wide array of clients, the social strategy can vary dramatically. And by dramatically, I mean night and day. So some companies I even recommend not even doing social media. For example, well, let's say you're a steel manufacturer and you coil steel for a living. I mean, are you going to hire a social media ambassador to write about coiling steel on Facebook? I mean, it just doesn't resonate with people the same way a local restaurant would, where people can come in and take a picture of food and tweet that out to their friends. And their friends go, "Wow, that looks really good. I'm going to book a table."
But see, I don't think even restaurants in many cases know that they can do that or that's an approach they can take. I think they just set up these Facebook pages or Twitter accounts or what have you. Or Instagram. That should probably be number one. That should be top list two. And they just don't know how to use it.
Right.
You know?
Well, I mean, like I say, there is a lot of different strategy here. And there, to be quite frank... And I'm not Frank, I'm Paul.
Paul, yeah.
To be quite Paul, I would say you really need to find a way that works for you. And you need to stick with it. You can't be doing all things for all people. And you really shouldn't be taking advice at all from anyone who isn't in the same business as you. So, for example, if you're taking advice from a well-meaning family or friend member or a colleague who's not in the same business as you and say, "Oh, Facebook works really well and you should do this and you should do that." That's not a good strategy. So what I'd like to do this morning, at least, is kind of pick off the different areas of social media and what they're for, how to manage them, what you should be writing about, how much time you should be spending, because that's kind of one of the questions I get a lot. It's like, "Well, should I invest 5 hours a week or 5 minutes a week or what should I do?" And so that's, I think, you know, okay, so this week I was out in Vancouver and it's very interesting. The number one thing that I know and that I didn't really see when I saw somebody speak in Vancouver is that you got to be tracking things. That's a great thing about digital media, is everything that people click and everything they engage with and everything they do is trackable.
There's data there, yeah.
Yeah. And whether I'm speaking in Vancouver and I'm listening to other people speak as well, or whether I'm in America speaking, I always say the same thing. And I think everybody needs to put this in the back of their subconscious and they need to file this away and never forget it. Okay, you ready for this? Facebook likes don't pay bills.
But everybody will hear about a story. It's gone viral. All these likes on it. But that doesn't necessarily translate.
So if your goal is likes, great. Mm-hmm. You can do that. You can boost posts. You can run advertising. Get all the likes you want. But unless you're tracking what comes next, which is, did they not only like it, but did they click through to a landing page or to your website and then give you their contact data? Because I've said this before on other shows, you know me. If I don't have their contact data, I don't really have anything. Does that make sense?
No,
I can't
complete.
Follow up with them. There is no automation that can happen. The only thing I can do is continue to maybe remarket to them on various channels where they can see the same ad over and over again. And sometimes they get really upset with that too. It's like, well, why is this thing following me all over the internet?
The
Everywhere I go, there's an ad for bin rentals. You know, it's like, so I really think that, you know, number one, if you likes shouldn't be your goal. Likes in any medium shouldn't be your goal. Retweets shouldn't be your goal. Your goal should be, if those people do those things, then get them to do something else. Get them to come to your site and get their contact data so you can start a real conversation, or get them to call your company. And if you're not tracking that, it's not good. So when I saw another speaker in Vancouver, one of the things I found very interesting was they showed me split testing of three different campaigns on Facebook. They were running three different campaigns for this company. And they go, this one won because it got the most post engagements. And I think if post engagements is your goal, then that's not a win at all. It may look cool.
And
what was conspicuously missing from metrics that they showed on the screen, because, you know, everybody's got PowerPoint, right? Mm-hmm. They show the metrics on the screen, and what was conspicuously missing was the conversion column. The conversion that said, this person came to my site and we converted them into a lead. We converted them into
a
sale.
There may be a reason why they didn't show that.
And that whole column was, that's the number one reason why they don't show the column. So again, you shouldn't be really taking advice from people that don't speak that language.
Well, you can have a conversation on social media, but we can also have one here. If you have any questions for Paul about any of this, and you have a Twitter account or an Instagram account, and hasn't been doing anything for a year, and you're thinking, for my business, is it important for my business? We can talk to you here at 416-870-6400 or *640 on cell. You can fire off an email as well to paul@businessprosmarketing.com. You can call Paul anytime, 416-444-7767. That's 444-PROS and online businessprosmarketing.com. We're back in a moment on Talk Radio AM 640 live here. And Ryan, I'm here with you as well. If you're shy, well, you can always shoot me an email, ryan@640toronto.com. We can get it out on air here with Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, businessprosmarketing.com. Or you can call Paul outside of the show, 416-444-PROS. That's 444-7767. And today we're talking digital marketing and social media and how you're using social media, and in many cases, how you're not using it properly to help promote your business, generate some leads if that's your goal. And that's a big question for many people, Paul, is how should I operate in the business? How should I use social media? I mean, I won't name them specifically, but there is a large organization out there that helps run transit in a particular city, and they have an account where you would figure it'd be a great way for them to interact with their customers on Twitter, and there's nothing going on there. People are asking questions. There are no responses. It's like a dead zone. And you're thinking, couldn't they make better use of that if they're putting resources and time into it?
Well, that's a big mistake.
Yeah.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. If you're not paying attention to what people are saying on social media, then you don't get a chance to respond. You don't get a chance to interact with the conversation. So I think the biggest mistake that companies make, and whether it's that organization or this company or that organization, the number one thing that you shouldn't be doing is what we call social shouting. Social shouting, which is, by the way, say that 20 times.
It's a tongue twister, yeah.
Go ahead, try it.
Social shouting, social.
Social shouting is when you talk about your business and that's all you do. Mm-hmm. You set your Hootsuite account or whatever social media aggregator you're using for four different social media accounts, and every hour it blasts out, my company helps you do this, or my company does that.
Click on this.
That goes against every social media bone in my body that basically says that's not paying attention. You're not engaged in the conversation. You're not listening. So it should be in my view. And again, social media, there's no right or wrong in social media. There's only what works and what doesn't work. And because 68% of all statistics are made up anyway, I'm going to make up some statistics that that make a lot of sense here. It should be about 70 to 80% listening. You should be paying attention to the accounts that your audience demographic pays attention to. Mm-hmm. For example, if you've got an older audience, that they're going to be on Facebook. If you got a really young audience, they're going to be on Snapchat or they're going to be on Twitter. If you've got, a business to business audience, it's a LinkedIn audience, right? And if you're not paying attention to those channels, you don't get the chance to know what's going on. You should be interacting with the conversation, listening to what people are saying. And if they're saying something good or bad about your business, you should be either saying thank you or what can I do to serve you better?
Yeah, what's gone wrong here? And how can we fix that? So, and I think that kind of works to the question, we were talking about this a little earlier, should I hire somebody to monitor this or do it myself? Because you may have a business, you're on social media and you're getting all these questions or people commenting to you, or you could be doing more listening, but you have that restaurant to run, right? You have that bin rental company to keep
an eye
on.
It depends on the business. If your business is large enough and you have enough human resources to kind of assign somebody as a social media ambassador for your company or your chain of companies or your chain of restaurants, and that's quite popular, by the way. I know chains of restaurants, they have social media ambassadors, and their job is to basically post, interact, pay attention, listen to the conversation, interject in the conversation, and that's great and everything. But 6 months down the line, after you've paid that person $4,000 a month for that, you want to be able to look at something and say, well, did that pay off?
Did it generate anything?
And you can say, well, we got 3,767 likes. That's not an ROI. An ROI is revenue, and you've got to be able to tie that position to actual revenue. So that's where the collection of customer data, the interaction after the click through to your website really matters. And that's the report that I care about.
But it can be so addicting, though. That's the problem with some of these social medias. It can be addicting to see, man, I received 200 hearts or likes or whatever. And you're like, oh, man, that means the world, doesn't it?
Well, it's only addicting because that's human nature.
Yeah.
We used to do it at the water cooler. So I call social media is basically the water cooler of the 21st century. People gather around and they fire off opinions about this and that. And a lot of times it's just opinion. It's not actual experience, which is interesting. So let's go back a little bit. You got 80%, 70 to 80% is listening. Then you've got a good 10 to 20% engaging. In other words, responding to what people have done or saying, this is my opinion on that particular subject. And you just get involved in the conversation. And then 10% should be literally just talking about your company or advertising. Now, here's a little thing. When people advertise on social media, it's funny. If you're advertising a product or a service or whatever, you got to find a way to make it interesting for them. There has to be some kind of story in there. And you can be you can get really creative with it. Because if you're just flat out saying, hey, our coiled steel is the best coiled steel on planet Earth, that's not interesting.
It's kind of boring. Yes.
It's very boring. Let me give you an example. So if anybody's listening to this and they're saying, well, what posts should I boost, right? You know how Facebook gives
us the option
to boost our posts and spend $20 or $40 or $80 or whatever it is. And you could spend way more than that. Well, does that actually work? And if I were to do that, what works the best? And I've got one very specific example that we did. We ran a test.
I was going to say, do you want to hold on to this?
Yeah.
Speaking of luring people in and making them wait for the gold here, we're going to take a quick break and hold on to that example. You're going to have to stick around if you want to hear it. It's a good one too, isn't it, Paul?
It is. It actually worked really, really well.
Beautiful. Well, Paul Tobey is the CEO of Business Pros Marketing online, businessprosmarketing.com. And if you want to hear, well, you're going to hear that example next. But more examples, you can always call Paul 416-444-7767. That's 444-PROS. You can shoot him an email, paul@businessprosmarketing.com. Any questions here, 416-870-6400, star 640 on Sal. Back in a moment live, talk radio, AM 640. 925, and yes, Paul is here. He's the CEO of Business Pros Marketing. And I have a question for you. You can call in on this one, 416-870-6400. What does, you could be working for a large company, you could be running your own shop, or you're working with a small business. What do you have? Like, what's your company using? I always wonder that with some businesses out there. Is it Twitter? Are you just on Facebook, Instagram? You know, what are you running? And does it actually work? Are you guys even using it for anything? You know, is it effective? Do people try to contact you there? We're interested to know that, you know, what you are using for your business and kind of what it's doing for you. And we did want to give a quick shout out to a guy who's probably he's on top of the social media for the Toronto Police, Randy Arsenault, a cop with a force there. He was tweeting to us this morning. He's a good guy, Paul.
I saw that tweet. Yeah. Thanks to Randy for doing that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
No, he's constantly tweeting out, taking photos, keeping people up to date as to what the Toronto Police are working on out there in the community. And that's an example of keeping, listening to people out there and keeping them engaged. And that's what we're talking about here today. I know you had an example. I had to cut you off.
Right. So there are steps to this example, and I want to be as clear as possible because I think clarity is power.
Sure.
When you get the opportunity to boost a post, and Facebook often gives you a little nudge, and it says, hey, this post that you made is doing well. How would you like it to do better? And we're going to allow you the opportunity to boost this post. So the first step in that is, obviously, if they're notifying you that your Facebook post is actually doing well, that's a good start. That really says, hey, this is getting more engagement than your regular post. The reason for that may be a multitude of reasons, but mostly it's probably human interest related. Mm-hmm. So in this particular example, what we did was we posted a good couple of paragraphs about a new employee. And this is an interesting subject for companies, because when you talk about a new employee, your listening audience basically looks at that and they says, oh, I didn't even know you had that service, or I didn't even know you were hiring at this time. So you might get some engagement from people who are looking for jobs, or you might get some engagement from people who are looking to learn from that person that you just hired. So whether it's a vice president or middle manager, or right down to whatever that person's job is, if you post that on social media, that's a human interest story, if you think about it. This is why they used to put it in the newspaper, you know, new vice president of sales, and that's what they did in the Globe and Mail or the Toronto Star.
Peels back the layers, right? And shows that there are various stages.
So we took a picture of this new employee. Actually, we had a picture. It was a very nice picture. And his name is Ramsey, and he's now in charge of our paid advertising department. So if a company calls us and they want us to set up and run their AdWords and their Facebook and their remarketing and all of that, we have somebody full time that that does that. And it's funny because, you know, he came with a lot of experience, but I also have my own. So the two of us together have just been totally rocking it in that area. And so we wrote a good couple of paragraphs about it and said, hey, this is our new PPC person, anybody who, you know, and we didn't really say call in the company and whatever. We just posted his picture, whatever. Next thing you know, people are saying, hey, congratulations on the new gig. And thank you for being part of the company. And they're, you know, you're in a great family. And people would just engage with it. And then I thought, okay, well, Facebook's giving me the opportunity to boost the post. What should I do next? Step two in that is don't pick $1,000. Pick $20 or $40 or whatever. But here's the thing. When you boost that post, you get the option of who to boost it to.
Like demo, like male, female, age group. Like you can.
Correct.
Yeah, zero in on that.
That's not a good plan. The plan
not?
Is not to boost to people between the ages of 35 and 55, because they could be living in South Africa for all you know. So what you want to do is you really only want to boost the post to your already existing audience. So what you do is you put a Facebook pixel on your website, on certain pages or the whole website, and you only boost your post to the people that have already been to your website. Make sense?
Yeah, because I know there are options where, you can boost to people who are already part of your social media or your Facebook group, those outside of it or friends of friends. So you don't want to go, you want to keep it kind of within the family.
Abroad.
Yeah. Okay.
You want to boost the post to people who are already familiar. And it's another way of reaching your already existing audience and giving them something of interest that they go, oh, I didn't know they were doing that. Or, oh, I didn't know they were hiring. And that worked really well. And, you know, for $23 or whatever I spent, the engagement actually worked. And people were actually calling the office to go, well, can you run my AdWords campaign? Can you now take over my business? Because it's not working very well for us. And so just flat out, I mean, think about that for a second. If one person calls the office and says, can you run my campaign? That could represent for our company thousands of dollars over the next 10 years.
Meanwhile, you spent $20 to $30 exactly. on that post boost.
Exactly. And so, but they're already familiar with us. They just weren't familiar with that particular thing. And another thing about this is you really want to make sure that when you're boosting the post, if somebody clicks on that, that it actually goes to a page that talks about what you're talking about in the post.
That would
be important. It's not just some random page on your website. You're actually getting them to a page on your site where they can engage, you can collect their customer data, or they can take some kind of action.
You basically have to, you are the a shepherd. You're guiding your flock. Like, that's what you're doing. You have to guide people every stage of the way. I think people think, oh, I have a website, I'll just slap everything up there and I'll just bring them to some point of that website. They'll find their way around. And it's not, people don't have the attention span, you know, to try to find a specific product or resource online nowadays. You know?
Well, I found it very interesting that particular example works so well.
Yeah.
Because it's just a simple post about a new employee.
Hey.
And it kind of gets around the preconceived skepticism that people have about marketing on Facebook or marketing on Twitter or marketing on LinkedIn. It's a human interest story that has the residual effect. Does that make sense? So their subconscious is softly guided to the website or softly guided into a decision about something that they should take action, but it's not in your face marketing. Because social media was never meant for that. It was meant for discussion and opinion and thought-provoking, earth-shattering science of the mind. And it was never meant for marketing, and businesses went, oh, here's a great place. Look at all the people on Facebook. Let's just go market.
The problem, people are quite resistant to that in-your-face marketing when they know they're really being hard-pitched on something. You know, sometimes people will kind of close up and say, no, I know what you're trying to do here. I'm not taking any part of this whatsoever.
I'm interested actually to hear what people think about this. So if they could call in, whatever your opinion is about social media, I'm interested to hear their opinions.
Well, actually, no, that's a good point. If somebody would see a post like that, as you said, a new employee coming to a company, if that would be something that would kind of generate interest versus a hard sell post or hard, like,
well,
how
in
often
this case,
do you click
did, but maybe because of the way that it was written or maybe because of the picture and they thought Ramsey was good looking. I don't know. I really don't know what it was.
Hey.
But it worked.
All the above, maybe.
And I'm just kind of curious to know what our listening audience actually thinks about all this.
And what makes them click? Like, what makes somebody click on something? What is it that draws them in? Is the pretty colors in a post?
Yeah. So what's the phone number?
So it's 416-870-6400, *640 on cell to get us here. To get you, Paul, it's paul@businessprosmarketing.com, and you can call Paul, 416-444-7767. But we'll take your calls next at 416-870-6400. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour here, Talk Radio AM 640. It's 9:36. We're here live on this gorgeous Sunday morning here in Toronto. Paul Tobey is with me, CEO of Business Pros Marketing. You hear his voice and you're like, yeah, maybe I'll call in. Then you probably hear my voice and you go, oh, God, no, I'm not calling in. But come on. 416-870-6400, *640 on cell. There's Paul saying,
come on.
Ryan.
You know you got the radio voice.
I don't know about that.
Come on.
I need a couple more cigars a day to hit the radio voice zone. But if you have questions about your social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever, and you run a business and you think, is it relevant to my business? Can I actually use this to generate leads or bring in more money or just increase your awareness? Because there are different purposes with what you're doing with social media. And it's funny, you know, is it evolution? Is it de-evolution? So much coming into us via social media, actually, today. Email, Dan asks, it's ryan@640toronto.com. Dan asks, is Twitter still relevant? I know you've received some tweets, Paul, as well on your end. And it's a great question because I know Twitter, I think they cut some staff recently. They were being bought and then they weren't being bought. That was canceled. So people are asking, well, is this the end of Twitter? Is it still useful? And I know you probably receive that question all the time, Paul.
Well, I always wondered how Twitter actually made money, and it turns out that they actually don't. So,
whoops.
Is it still relevant? I think if your audience is paying attention and you've got followers there, there are specific things that it works for, and again, specific things that it doesn't work for. For example, if you're in politics, it works extremely well.
Look at Donald Trump's Twitter account.
The Twitter has never been lit up in the political arena like it has been over the last several months. So if you're paying attention to that, there's a lot to pay attention to. A lot of the videos that you wouldn't see on the standard news media like CNN or the Canadian news media, it's very interesting how the Twitter story on politics unfolded versus traditional media. Those are two completely different viewpoints. It's amazing to kind of see that going on. For business, I would say that Twitter works extremely well if you're a business-to-business company, because a lot of people would be paying attention to that. The thing about Twitter is you really shouldn't fake Twitter. If you, for example, you follow somebody just to get them to follow you back, that's not a good strategy. You want followers that are actually paying attention. So you want to be at least 3-to-1 on here's the number of people I'm following versus 3 times the people who are actually following me. Otherwise, you just look desperate.
You don't want to follow 8,000 people and you only have a couple hundred
followers. Right, that's completely fake. And there's a lot of things like that going on Twitter. So you want to make sure that it's authentic is the word that I like to use when it comes to Twitter.
Well, let's just sneak in a quick phone call here, Paul. And 416-870-6400, *640 and sell. If you have questions for Paul, and we're also asking, what are you doing? Like, what are you using in social media? What programs are you using? How are you trying to interact with people? And maybe you think, okay, maybe it's time I do interact with the public out there. Don, how you doing, man? Oh, one sec, Don. We're just going to put you on hold as I flip things around, and Paul, I just slipped my fingers here, but 416-870-6400, *640 on cell. Round 2, Don, how you doing, man?
There we go.
There we go, brother.
Good morning. Hey, listen, first of all, I'm just on my way to work this morning, and want to thank your guest for inspiring me to use our Facebook page and social media a little bit more productively than we are. But we do have, like most businesses, we've got a Facebook page, and initially, all my personal friends liked the site, so on and so forth. I'm wondering if the guest has any tips on proactively enhancing our audience. We, because you get your initial, 100, 200, 500 likes, and then it's stagnant after that.
Right, and like I said earlier, Don, those likes don't necessarily pay your bills.
Correct.
So what type of business are you in exactly?
We actually run a funeral home, believe it or not.
Right. So the content that you post on your Facebook page is quite sensitive. And
it often is. And we've got to do things like you can't just put a joke about Halloween or something like that, because it may be interpreted as distasteful or whatever.
Right. I think, you want to find something. I always talk about, and we have these sessions called the Inside Advantage Roundtable sessions that we run out of our office to kind of enlighten people on actual real-world results. And I think you need to discover, if you have never gone through that process before, you need to discover what makes your specific funeral service different than the competition. Can you actually answer that question for me?
Maybe he can't. Maybe he can't.
He got swallowed up by a tunnel.
Okay, well, we'll put Don on hold there. See if
the
signal comes
back. Let's talk about that for a second,
sure.
Because that's a very specific situation. And again, you can't just say one size fits all. Here's your Facebook strategy. Get a Facebook page together and away you go. You got to really think that thing through. And it's interesting because when we're talking about that, that sensitive subject, the thing we call death, that one thing they say about life is no one gets out alive kind of thing. So it's something we all have to deal with at some point in our lives, whether it's a loved one or a colleague or even yourself. There is, you've got to find a way on social media to talk about that in a very emotionally based way, but also in a way that goes, oh, that's different. Or, oh, I've never heard that before. Or that's an interesting take on it. For example, recently we had a company who runs charters out of Toronto Harbor, and they want to talk about their service because apparently a lot of people want to cremate and they're going to spread their ashes out over Lake Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're providing this service, and they're like, well, how do we talk about that? And how do we say that on social media? Is that, I mean, because you can't go buy advertising for that. You can't, there's nobody searching for that on Google. They're not saying,
so.
I want a charter company to spread ashes over Lake Ontario. There's no searches for that.
Well,
so you've got to find a way to get into the public and talk about that specific service.
Well, let's, Don's back with us. Don, you still there? Beautiful. So I guess Paul was asking how you kind of set yourself apart from other funeral services there.
You know, it's an interesting and a difficult question to answer, but I think mostly facilities and our willingness to be newer or different or more open-minded than our competitors who've been doing the same thing for the same, you know, for years and years and years without change.
Well, your Facebook page should really highlight those things. And Inside Advantage is really four parts, but there's two main ones. Who is our high priority target? In other words, if you're selling to everyone, if your service is for everyone, you're going to reach no one. So you really need to decide what's the type of clientele that I like to work with and that has proven itself over and over again to provide the greatest revenue and ROI for our company. And number two, what are we actually do for them that is uncommon in the marketplace? We call that our uncommon advantage or our inside advantage. So those two things combined. For example, for our company, we help established businesses, which is really different than startups or really different than you know, new companies. So we help established businesses, which is our high priority target, adopt proven digital marketing solutions. So when I say proven digital marketing solutions, I'm really talking about the solutions that we've tested, that we've gone through to the mat and to the wall to help people know that we have a tremendous amount of experience there. So that kind of statement is what you need to think about for your Facebook page. And then the engagement, once they get there, get them to interact somehow, ask them some questions, ask them what they'd like to learn about or what they'd like to know more about.
Well, Don, appreciate the phone call there. And if you wanted to talk further here with Paul, you can do so, businessprosmarketing.com. Paul, he can email you, paul@businessprosmarketing.com. I must say, it's interesting doing the show. Funeral home services, we were talking to somebody the other week, who was always a real estate agent, bin rental companies. I think people listening think, well, my company, surely I can do anything digital marketing or online. Yeah, there's always something you can do.
There are standards for digital marketing that apply to everyone,
mm-hmm.
and then there are specifics that apply to certain demographics, certain geographics, and certain types of businesses.
416-870-6400, *640 on cell. Doesn't cost you anything to call in here and do what Don did and talk to Paul Toby, CEO of Business Pros Marketing. We're back in a moment here live, Talk Radio, AM 640. And he is the CEO of Business Pros Marketing online, businessprosmarketing.com. You can call Paul anytime, 416-444-7767 or 444-PROS. And we're going to sneak in a quick call here from Kevin. How are you doing, Kevin?
Hi, good morning, guys. My question is regarding video and advertising. I noticed that, you know, you'll click on websites, particularly on YouTube, you'll see videos of large companies. Paul, what have you been seeing with regards to small and mid-sized companies utilizing video advertising?
If I were, and by the way, Kevin, thanks for the call. If I were going to bet on the importance and the viability of video in my business over the next 5 to 10 years, I would put most of my resources on that. It is becoming or has become a very, very important part of all businesses, small, medium, or large. And to that end, our company has actually built an entire video processing facility and stage and video wall and HD live stream facility to account for my enthusiasm about video. That's how important it is to our company. We've spent tens of thousands of dollars, well, more than that, on an actual facility to reach people no matter where they are, internationally, North America, whatever.
So Hollywood North is actually Paul Tobey.
Do you know what live stream is? Like live stream, we can actually present our training to companies without them ever having to leave their facility. And it's the highest quality possible. And I bet a lot on video, and it works extremely well in all areas. Here's the thing. It's too hard a question, too complex a question to answer with the time that we have. So I'm going to ask Kevin to call me after the show. I'm going to actually go back to the office. You can call the office number. What is it?
Well, Kevin, the number is 416-444-7767.
And I really want to answer his question, and I want to be as detailed about his specific situation as possible. We just don't have time to cover it. Next week, though, we're going to do a whole show on video.
You've decided that right now.
I've decided that right now because and I really never thought about this before. I've put a lot of emphasis on video, and I need to talk about that. I need to talk about how we did it, why we did it, how to put a video together. What's the good length for video? Where should you be putting your videos on social media? And there's a whole plan and
questions,
a system around that. And it's very, very important. So we're going to do that next week. I also want to give a quick shout out. And by the way, Kevin, thanks for your question. Hope it answered it. I want to give a shout out to Gordiana, who basically engaged with us on social media and showed us a typo on our own website. We're not perfect.
Oh, no.
But I want to just say, hey, if we weren't listening, we wouldn't know that, right?
True.
Okay. Let's talk about Inside Advantage. So the Inside Advantage roundtable sessions, again, I went back to Infusionsoft, who's, to me, the leading CRM on planet Earth, and I said to them, it's working well. We need to get more people in the funnel and talking about their digital marketing. Would you sponsor some more tickets? They said yes. So I have 12 new tickets and a new date, November the 29th, 8 a.m. The last three we ran were very, very popular. Why? Because I don't hold anything back. When you come into my facility for those 3 hours and a really beautiful breakfast, by the way, and nice networking and a lovely facility, you're going to get treated very well. In addition to that, I'm going to show you how we help our clients. And you can't look at that. You can't look at the big video wall that I show you this stuff in real time. And you can't go, I just don't believe what my eyes are telling me.
Not a PowerPoint presentation again.
No PowerPoint. Conversion rates, real-time metrics, real-time key performance indicators. And these are all really, you know, when we help businesses, we do marketing, but we really solve people's revenue problems. So if revenue is an issue for you right now, we're going to help you solve that.
Well, if you want more information, businessprosmarketing.com, and it's right there on the page, bottom right-hand corner, Inside Advantage, AM640. Click that. It'll take you where you want to go in that regard. And you can call Paul again for Kevin, who called in, and others, 416-444-7767. Back in a moment here, Business Pros Radio Hour, Talk Radio, AM640.